Mary Diko Kumoi, Nancy Izawa, and Mary Ayete begin walking from their homes to Hayat Company up the hill near Lokulili residential area in Juba 6 days a week every early morning. The three women crush stones to earn a living in a harsh economic environment in South Sudan's capital, Juba. 49-year-old Mary Diko Kumoi is a widow who lost her husband in 2018. She says since she does not have a formal education, she has turned to crushing stones to support her family of eight who depend on her for food and school fees. Kumoi says she worries about the fate of the quarry business after they were told to leave the place that is scheduled for settlement demarcation.
It's a family situation that brought me here. I've been breaking stones for 10 years. If the hardship continues, feeding my family and paying for my children's school fees is difficult, and there's no solution. Now in Shirka Hayat, they plan to start demarcation, which means we will lose our place for breaking stones. We are suffering as widows, where will those of us without husbands go if this place is demarcated? This is where we survive.
42-year-old Nancy Izawa is another mother who has been crushing stones for a living since 2017. She says she uses her earnings from the stone business to support the six children of her younger brother. She adds that she too worries about the fate of her only source of income.
I started crushing the stones at one time. I vomited blood. I treated myself and still continue to work because I don't have any other job. This work is tedious. Sometimes I work, then my legs swell and my chest pains. But now this hired company, it is now being given as plots to people. Now how shall we survive?
38-year-old Mary Ayete, a mother of four children, says the quarry business has been her only source of income since 2009.
I am raising children on my own, so I decided to come to the mountain to break stones. I am tired, but with the current economic situation, I need to pay for the children's school fees and provide food. Everything is on me, and I can't afford it as a mother.
The women say they earn about 100,000 South Sudanese pounds per week, but worry their business may end soon, creating additional stress on their families. For VOA News, I am Ibasi Patricia Tops reporting from Juba.